Good day, Australia. I am Paige Estrotori, here for Financial Services Online, bringing you this week's insurance market overview. Let's dive into the top stories that grabbed our attention in the past few days. A significant development has come from Asgard, Westpac's investment platform, that announced a steep hike in insurance premiums. The increase could be anywhere from 0.7% to a whopping 94.6%. These changes, set to take place on the 1st of July, were prompted by rising claims and operational costs after their partnership review with AIA Australia. As we always emphasize, understanding these changes and planning strategically is crucial to navigate the insurance landscape. This move by Asgard reinforces this advice. From the 21st of May, clients will begin receiving notifications detailing more about these alterations. On the other side of the spectrum, Clearview has cemented its position as a pure-play life insurance company after bidding farewell to the wealth management sector last March. Nadine Gooderick, the managing director, recently highlighted a surge in gross premium income by 95% and a growth of 9% in total in-force premiums during an investor presentation. A hefty investment of $100 million into their new ClearChoice technology platform will streamline operations, making it more user-friendly. The cloud-based tech platform transition should be completed by the first half of next year. A well-played strategic shift indeed. Amongst these shifting sands, a commendable trend has been observed. Despite challenging economic conditions, Australians are prioritizing life insurance, evidenced by a Noble Oak survey. It showed that even in the face of financial hardships, Australians are cutting back on necessities like groceries and mobile phone usage to maintain their life insurance coverage. Noble Oak's survey displayed a rise in life insurance and income protection policy holders, from 55% last year to 60% as of January. However, a significant 40% believe their coverage to be inadequate, laying bare the need for financial planning and advice. In all, these updates remind us of the importance of staying informed and planning ahead. I am Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, wishing you a day of wise decisions and successful strategies. For more updates, stay tuned to the same place or visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Catch you next week, Australia.